So you are going to speak about Oscar Wilde, his life, synthetically, and his literary production. And then you are going to introduce the Ballad of Reading Gaol, and you are going to explain the analysis of the excerpt, Each Man Kills the Things, the Thing He Loves. Go.
Oscar Wilde was born in Dublin in 1854 and was educated at Trinity College and then at Oxford. At Oxford, he was influenced by his teacher, John Ruskin, and he was attracted by the aesthetic movement. The aesthetic movement was born in France, and where the art hasn't politics or economics values.
Political or economical?
Economical values, but only artistic value. And he becomes the leader of the aesthetic movement.
In England.
In England. Mm-hmm. And also becomes a dandy, a man who takes care of the elegance of the clothing. And in 1881 he get married, and he had two children. He had two children, to whom he wrote a tale, like the Happy Prince.
For whom?
For whom? He wrote tales like the Happy Prince.
Fables.
Mm? Fables.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he, in 1891, wrote his only and most successful literary novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray. This novel was the manifesto of the English aesthetic movement and tells the story about a young and beautiful man who will come to make its beauty an insane ritual.
What do you mean by that?
He was obsessed by obsessed by his own beauty.
By his own beauty, mm-hmm. Right, yes.
And he lives a beautiful life, like a dandy.
Yes, but he also has a secret life.
Yes.
Yes?
Brief synthesis for the
literary
production.
Yes, but you have to tell me about the picture of Dorian Gray, right?
Ah, okay. So he has a picture.
Mm-hmm. A portrait of himself, right?
And he stipulates a sort of
contract.
Contract, and he is always young.
He will always be young.
But the portrait, no. At the end,
the portrait shows all the signs of time and the signs of his evil acts, while his own person, his own body, is young and beautiful forever. Right? This is the object of the novel.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And he followed this with four plays, like Lady Winderson Fan, The Unidle Husband, and A Woman of No Importance, and the most famous of all, The Importance of Being Earnest. In 1895, he was sent to Reading Prison for 2 years because...
Prison
for 2 years because of its homosexual relationship.
His
homosexual relationship with Lord Alfred Douglas. And during his time in prison, he wrote De Profundis, a very long and autobiographical letter. And after he was released, he wrote and published in 1898 The Ballad of Reading Gaol. And
Is it all for the biography?
Yes.
Okay.